From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Today, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill joins us by Skype to discuss the voter registration deadline plus procedures for absentee voting. Alabama's primary election is scheduled for May 24th. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, welcome back to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. It's great to be your guest.
Secretary Merrill, you have a deadline coming up of May the 9th for voter registration. Tell me more about that.
Well, actually, the last law that I passed when I was in the Alabama legislature was to change the period of time allowed for people to be registered to vote. And we did that to make sure that our registrars would be able to have enough time to process all the applications whenever they were actually trying to put people on the voter rolls. And so the last day to register to vote prior to the May 24th primary is close of business on Monday, May the 9th. Now, if you are doing that electronically at alabamavotes.gov on our website or at Vote for Alabama with our mobile app, then you have until 11:59:59 on Monday, May the 9th.
I noticed on your website we are still requiring a valid Alabama driver's license or non-driver's ID card. Are you still sending the van around to help people register to vote?
Most certainly, and we'll continue to do that as long as I have the privilege to serve as the secretary. We do that to ensure that people that have a difficult time getting out or getting to their courthouse have a way to register to vote and get a photo ID in person at a location that's closer to their home.
Big question. You know, we have been grappling with COVID for almost 3 years now, and I noticed that Alabama has some 19,570 deaths from COVID. How do you keep the voter rolls updated?
Well, it's real easy to follow procedures once they've been established, and voter roll maintenance is more about following procedures and following established state and federal laws in order to make sure you're doing it correctly. And what we do as far as deaths are concerned is we get reports frequently, no less than once a month, from the Department of Vital Statistics that let us know when folks have passed away, and so that way they can be removed. But we take people off the voter rolls because they've moved away, they passed away, or they've been put away. That is, they've been convicted of a disqualifying felony and they no longer have the right to cast their ballot for the candidate of their choice.
During our last interview, you talked about working with the legislature to make sure things are correct if they pass bills that affect your operation. Have you been working with them on anything?
Well, we passed several bills in the 2022 regular session. Most of them were related to business operations. Some of them were related strictly to administration of the elections process, but nothing that would impact the voter in this election cycle.
Nationally, there had been a lot of concern about the integrity of elections, and I know that you've prided yourself on Alabama election integrity. So basically, how secure are Alabama's voting machines?
Well, it's a great question and one that I know a lot of people have asked all across the state and across the nation. But Alabama was recognized by three national entities after the 2020 election as being the most secure, most transparent, and most accountable state in the union in the area of election administration. And we are very, very proud that none of our election equipment is connected to the internet. As a matter of fact, when we had our tabulators built back in 2017, we actually requested from the vendor through the request for proposal that none of the equipment that was given to us after purchase would have a modem component, which means that you were not able to connect it to the internet and no electronic transfer of data. And so some of the people on my team asked me, they said, do you realize that in doing this, that's going to mean that if the next secretary wants to have electronic transfer of data, they're going to have new voting machines built. And I said, I'm aware of that. And I would prefer to have it the way that we're doing it now, because we don't want to have to try to convince people that our equipment can be introduced to vulnerabilities that may be exposed if we are connected to the internet.
Do you actually keep the paper ballots?
For a period of 2 years after each federal election.
Let's talk briefly about the primary election coming up. When is the deadline to apply for that absentee ballot?
Well, the last day to apply for an absentee ballot in person is the 19th of May. And if you return it in person, the last day to return it is close of business on May 23rd. If you apply for it through the mail, the last day for you to submit your application is the 17th of May, and the last day to return it by mail, and of course, you can return it through the U.S. mail or through another third-party carrier, is noon on election day.
As far as the absentee ballots are concerned, I'm aware that there is a ballot for people with disabilities that covers really multiple elections in 1 year. How do they get that?
They just need to make application with their absentee election manager. In most counties, that would be their circuit clerk. And then that individual will make sure that their application is processed in such a way that they don't have to apply session after session for each election. They just make a one-time application as a disabled voter, and then they don't have to worry about it until they decide they don't want to vote anymore.
And do you have to declare a political party for this primary election voting?
Yes, you do. If you want to vote in the primary election or in the runoff, you have to indicate which party is your preference. And you have to stay with that party during this election cycle for the runoff. In the general election, you can vote for whomever you choose. But you can change in 2024. You can change again in 2026. So it's just left up to the voter.
One final note. I noticed that you're in need of poll workers.
We always have a need for quality poll workers who are interested in participating in elections that are easy to vote in and hard to cheat in. And so anybody that wants to be a poll worker needs to contact their probate judge in their county, and they'll find a place of service for that individual at one of our 1,980 polling sites in the state.
Can we talk in about a week and take a look at the ballot that the voters are going to be facing?
Carolyn, I look forward to that. It's always good to talk to you, and let me know how we can be helpful.
We'll look forward to talking with you next time about the primary election itself.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Joining us by Skype was Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. Next week, in part two of his interview, he'll preview the primary election scheduled for May 24th. Alabamians can get voter information at the website, alabamavotes.gov, or the toll-free voter hotline at 1-800-274-8683. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.